Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about this. This is an important thing. You are listening to a show, a cause that everybody in a way needs to get by. This is DJ Butterfly Feces here, and across from me is Organic OK.
Yes, this is comedian Organic OK. How everybody doing this afternoon? And I just say thank y'all for taking the time to appreciate some of what the DJ, Mr. Butterfly Feces, is putting together on this show. And I remember I was talking to him about it. I said, hey, what are we going to put the talk do on the show? What are we going to put the talk do on the show? And I guess this is what we're going to have this week because it's not set up yet. But we're looking in the future sometime. We have the talk dude on there, you know, the comedian talk dude. You know, we're going to make sure we get the guy out here on the platform because he has a lot of things to say. You know, he's expressing his things the way he needs to express them. We're not going to just erase those things. His experiences, his life. We got to understand this about the talk dude, man. The talk dude, man, he's been going through a lot of things that is transformating and can uplift his spirit to another level. We need to have all those commendations for those out there that see things that's similar to the talk dude. The comedian that got the Tourette's, he got the Asperger's, got the scoliosis. And that guy out there, man, he raised me from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But thing is, man, I just know that he needs to be appreciated because so many times he never got the appreciation that he truly have been investing in this, you know, space. And there's nothing like getting the actual credit for the hard work and the thing that you truly know that you're like, hey, man, why am I seeing the visions and things that I know I truly have invested in? Why am I seeing that? Because so often people don't want that type of person to be successful because then they have to look at how these people define another level of a hero that people can really, truly see things that they didn't realize that was that type of person that was adding to their life. You know, think about all these years people like this had so many things to bring to the table, and this guy I've been talking about for a long time. So, yeah, yes, I know I'm talking a little longer, but, hey, it is what it is.
It is a 7:02 here on the dot, here on the program. Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Manoli, please, get involved with our cause. Call us here. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, let's see our expedition.
People always, I tell people watch your day and they'd be like, Butterfly Feces, they really tickled about your name, man. And I don't think you truly embrace these things because it's things that people can talk about and not appreciate you. It could be the other way around. People be like, I don't want to talk about this guy. I don't want to embrace. What is McKinney? Man, you realize how many times people truly and totally hate towns and cities that are so, I mean, really notoriously pitting people through this almost like the fly web that's, you know, and it's like society have put so many, you know, these towns and cities that have infrastructures of this very cross-contaminated, you know, I call it like, I used to always tell people, I said, be careful, don't be careful standing too long on a corner or community because it's like, it become the actual, you know, the food of the spider. You know, you start anywhere, you start seeing spider webs show up, and you start seeing the spiders start taking heat and setting up shop, and that's the evil, right? It's a lot of evil and a lot of different types of capacities where people allow these people that say, well, it's small, the evil's not that bad, don't worry about it, and they don't manage the evil. The evil is like you don't manage your house, you don't manage to clean it up, you don't manage to wash the dishes, you don't manage to mop the floor, you don't manage to clean the toilet stool, you don't manage, you know, take care of your hygiene, what happens? Like, you say, oh, I took a bath before. I cleaned up before. But what do you think it take for you to be stable in a way where you can appreciate these things, right? Think about sometimes people have been isolated so long with their own self and with things that they know, they almost like, oh, I guess it ain't needed for me to do these things, right? Think about if you didn't take a bath in 40 years.
Oh, God. Oh, dang. Yeah.
Okay. I don't mean to startle you like that, but I'm just saying, what would be in your mind how you experience things? Like, it's like you plugged your body up in a sense, and depending on how you actually, excuse me, and so it's not a good thing for me to do this kind of thing on the show, but these are things that I'm trying to explain to people. It's different altitudes of what people have experienced and been left with their self, and people don't understand what it means with somebody that they are connected and they not necessarily feel like, what's the purpose of me doing something? Think about that. How somebody said, well, all homeless people are the same. They don't want to work. No. They're lazy. They ain't got a job. They're on drugs. They got mental problems. Like, who gave people this internal grocery list of propaganda? Every homeless person, yeah, they don't all want to work. And people seem to keep telling me this, and it's like, man, why you keep coming my way with that? Do you understand? I don't believe this. And people, it's like, they keep talking to me. It's like, man, bro, you know, sis or whatever, you know, because people always seem to try to come my way with this. It's like it's like the day that I become this, it'd be the same thing. For me to think like the way that they're trying to present these things, that I become the trash and the problem of the thing, just like when I was telling you about, becoming the problem of things that not becoming the solution, right? Well, I said, day I say that, oh, yeah, we can't have everybody. No, you know what it is? It's that one person getting the best out of you, right? And they're getting you, so you got to say, oh, yeah, I can have everybody. No, I can have everybody. You know what it is? That's partially of the effort. And truly, when you get to another level, you're never going to feel like that actual inventory is full. You're never going to feel like you did enough. You're never going to feel like it's enough done. And you're going to push, and it's like, either you're going to be able to change the setup of what actually change and help people's life in a level, because it got to be, come on, man. How can we, all these people have been giving and helping people in life. What's going on that we're not seeing what we seek to see? We're coming at things so that we are entitled, but we're not seeing the thing. What? Back up a minute, man. Just listen. Learn a little bit, man. We need to understand how this appreciation really comes, because the time you realize the light that you're shining, you keep saying, oh, no, this person is vision impaired. No, maybe they're telling you from their heart. But they say their heart is blind. Maybe they say, you know, love don't have no sight. Love is blind. I mean, maybe they're saying that. Maybe to understand what they're talking about first. Let's know what they're talking about. You know, like I've been telling the DJ before I speak, I said, hey, man, I said, I'm telling you a lot of things, bro. And you're not listening to all the connections and different levels of things I'm telling you. Your tunnel vision, if you don't get it, stop talking and telling me what I'm telling you when I'm saying so many different types of things. I was telling my colleague, you know, this butterfly feces personality, you know, I say, hey, man, that's a lot I'm telling you. And for you to lock me in to one thing, it's like, that's the problem. It's like, if you went to the store and bought some type of, excuse me again, some type of candy bar or something, and it was broken, or you go get an ice cream and it's on an ice cone, and you get an ice cream cone with crust, What that's going to be like? Is every ice cream cone crushed? Or are you just, oh, this ice cream cone crushed? You take everything I'm saying, the amount of things I'm saying. Now, This is a confidential discussion that I had. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is, in this experience, is different types of people that we run across that our message. And this is the thing. Think about this. It's people that you're truly attracted to, right? Mr. Feces, yeah. Are you hearing me talk? Now, I tell this to the colleague, you know, talk dude. But I'm telling you this. Think about it's somebody out there. I don't know what you're attracted to, DJ Buff or Feces. I don't want to get into that. That's your thing that you want to talk about, whatever. But for me, this is the thing I look at. I say, it's somebody out there that truly appreciate, right? And this is the thing that I must be clear about. When I truly appreciate somebody, I don't want to go about saying things to neglect this person, because when I pick the people that I represent of saying something about, to me, it's always been a very intimate, personal thing to appreciate the person I appreciate personally. So that's one of the things that I have to always be clear about. If someone not truly, these things is not a cross-contamination of this person I enjoy, right? So the person I enjoy, I do not talk about these things because I enjoy this person, right? I enjoy this person. So I'm conscious about what I say even when I'm using examples. Now, I'm not a disillusional about, yeah, I truly, listen to this. When you're actually able to listen to this, if you're actually able to see where you're going around the world, you know, and you actually see these different, you see different, you know, natural, you know, angles of love that's showing you the beauty of the world, and you're actually able to reflect and seeing these things, this is something, and you're actually able to see the person. Imagine this. You're able to see somebody you truly enjoy. And it's like, imagine your heart get to look through binoculars, most sophisticated binoculars, and this person keeps showing you who they are. And this is a person that you just get to look at and get to enjoy. And because this person's ability to truly be loved, you doing the same thing, man. My bad, man. I didn't make you sleepy.
It's fine, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for letting me talk on your platform.
I wasn't sure what to say. I didn't want to interrupt or whatever, but all right. Go ahead. On with the show.
Okay.
Basic.
Go ahead.
Yeah. DJ Butterfly Feces. Basically, he did discover me. He founded me, so to speak. He did. In an area of my hometown, McKinleyville and all that. We've been traveling around, going everywhere, trying to help me. Anyway, this day, I was shocked when I realized, oh, my God, where was going to take us? Las Vegas. I couldn't believe it. Las Vegas. Now, in a way, I was excited. You got to understand something. You know how exciting it is to basically show up there first time, whatever. You understand how... But, of course, I realized we were here to work. I looked around, and I knew we were going to be picking up some garbage, and I knew that. That was a fact. I wasn't expecting the place to see wasn't completely clean. But at the same time, I remember looking around, I was like, where are all the vagrants? I knew they existed, but I didn't see them around. Were they hiding? I don't know how right I was. As we basically went out there and started picking up this and that, picking up trash, whatever, I walked up to somebody and I said, you guys have homeless people in Las Vegas. I said, where are they all? The guy told me, in the tunnel. The tunnel? Like a driving tunnel. Oh, no. The flood tunnel. Apparently they have these tunnels there in case there's a flood for all the water to go into. And guess what? That's where basically the homeless community was. So there. I was anxious to go meet them. I was anxious. I knew this was going to be. This was going to be a little bit different. This was going to be a little special. This was going to be different than what we've been going through everywhere else. 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, 7:15. You are listening to Cocoon from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. Except no substitutions.
We get substitutions sometimes. You know why we get substitutions sometimes?
Huh?
You know why we get sometimes substitutions that we get in our lives are allowing the actual experience that we truly have been getting. It's another level of something. Think about this. Think about when people have experienced ice cream, right?
Ice cream, okay.
Yeah, just for those out there that understand this, it is ice cream that is vegan ice cream. So let's go over this, right? It's vegan ice cream that's got no dairy in it. Just be clear about the options that we actually have, okay? So let's start from there. Just say the vegan ice cream. Just say vegan ice cream for so those that whatever ice cream they like, we neutralize this, right? So let's say the ice cream, right? Think about the experience you're having from eating your ice cream, right? Imagine this. Imagine the person that figured out its other options to add to the tasty dessert, right?
Yeah.
That would probably have been a substitute because the person said, well, would you like to have a substitute of what you normally have to something that can be a better version, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So people look at substitutions of something that you can't have something that you originally had, right? Sometimes a substitution is something that you can pit there and add more to it, right? And that can be even better, right?
Yeah.
So it's important. Now, he's talking about, you know, Vegas and these things, but the quiet is kept, meaning you're hiding some of the most, you know, this is the thing that people don't want to talk about because people say, oh, man, I don't want to be harassed. But these are things. Let's be clear. As you're talking about, oh, these people are, oh, they smell. Oh, let's back up, man. People in your home stink. They smell bad. They had no problem with touching water. But that's not point fingers at a certain group that doesn't define everybody that is, you know, don't have a place to stay. If people say, well, they stand in someone's home and they look at it like it's not their home, right? Truly, think about what you truly enjoy. This is funny because DJ Buffalo Feces, he's like, all right, man, can you just let me finish my story? I'm going to get back to you. But this is one of the things that people ask me over and over again. You know, how do we truly connect to people that, because it's got to be, think about this. Think about people that someone never visit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this person is trying to open up the things that they truly want to connect to you on, right? And we get little peers of people that go and visit people and they start highlighting the journey and for them to see other things, right? And when you start connecting to people and, you know, showing these things, you'd be surprised how many amazing things that you're not seeing because if someone been locked out, think about it, somebody locked the key and been locked out emotionally of what they have been truly experienced. And you're thinking, oh, this person don't have this person don't have that. That's the thing that we have been dealing with so far in interacting with somebody that we thought we got to know everything about them enough to say we know everything of what they're going to do. And we see things that people tend to do in history that is so remarkable is beyond what we thought we could learn and be taught from somebody because we thought we'd seen everything. Right? So it's people change the ability. People change the actual connection because we think that we've seen everybody when somebody that we forgot about, they pass on, and you say, oh, that was my favorite person. Oh, man, like, but see, you already thought that you had mastered this life and dealing with death. And you thought that, oh, I seen everybody. Nobody, you know, I'm not, you know, no, nothing going. And you'd be so devastated. You'd be so lost. Oh, man, that's where your heart is. Your heart's always trying to be this, you know, and that's what truly what the desires is. It's so many things that we truly have to come to understanding about, right? Truly, right? Come to understanding. Truly. Yeah, but, so this is the thing. I have not forgot those out there that truly are looking for someone like us. I haven't forgot it. I'm not, you know, like, you see people in your life, you have seen it, where somebody you truly want their attention, you try to wait, and then they look over at you like some people look at you like they're going to give you the knowledge and give you that time, and you wait, you don't realize how much effort it takes for a person to travel to see this person, whoever that person is, and when you see this person, and they truly relate to your situation, and not even knowing directly that you're there for them, you don't realize how that makes your person feel. To have someone truly acknowledge them when no one in their mind that they think that's acknowledging them is the people that they truly relate to. So you got somebody that truly acknowledges you, truly, you know, come to your actual, you know, emotional opposition and free these things and say, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I understand that you've been going through these things, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate your understanding to connect with me, because I know you gotta realize how many people out here on this planet that could be, you know, if for someone to relate to you and take their desires, take their insight, take their experience, take their family, take all these things and relate to you. Do you know how special for someone to relate to you? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm talking to the world. I'm talking about for those that truly, you know what it means for someone to truly connect with you? Somebody truly fantasize about connecting to you? Truly in their mind, taking the investment and investing into you and putting into your life and putting into your actual ability to reflect and see you and talk about things you experienced, you don't realize how that connection is. People want this actual light on them where people reflect and don't want that responsibility that frees you. This is a harvest that frees you and connects you with yourself. Imagine you go around and people connect to you and allowing you to see yourself and see your ideas, and they're reflecting in your ideas as it's a shield from the trauma that they've been dealing with, people that are not at that level, right? And that's one of the things, Mr. DJ Buff Fonsisis, when you at that level is you reflected in a repetition of connecting, right? And as mm-hmm. you're feeding people the things that's in their desire of connecting to you and you connecting to their desires, it is a repetition of carrying this connection, carrying this thing that motivates people to understand you are not the problem that's freeing things that are connecting them to the spirits that gave them some things that may have traumatized them, right? So understand mm-hmm. the solution to some of the problems that they have been dealing with, and understand how connecting to these things are truly freeing the happiness that whether the actual clearance of connecting. This is Comedian Organic, okay? And let's keep moving. We appreciate you, everyone. Let's keep your desires and keep all these things truly within our ability, harvesting organic. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. So, anywho, we were out there in Vegas. Now, I want to say something. Well, we got to the flood tunnels. Not everybody at first was so welcome and open about us, you know, coming on in. I mean, in a way, they were very protected. They were, like, guarded. They had to trust you. They had to trust you. Anywho, as I tried to basically get to know some of the people there, I looked around. There were families there. There were basically people who had been there for absolute years, ever since practically this place was built. I understand. I talked to some of the people there, and they told me, I asked, are you happy here? They said, well, we're not entirely happy living like this, but there are worse places to be homeless. Much worse places. Now, I remember saying, I want to help all of you. Ask us how we can help you. Like, can you give us some money? Give us some better living arrangements? And I know he said that in jest, but right there, I just thought, I want to do what we've been doing on this trip for quite some time. Try to create a program that's going to shelter these homeless people. Shelter them.
What does it truly mean to connect? What does it truly mean? You're right. What does it truly mean to honestly free things in people where we have truly been talking about as, hey, you know how healing it is to have someone truly is not going to give up on you? Do you know how healing it is to have someone you tell something to sound like you're whispering to a lie, but you're being respectful to the desires that your integrity carry as you tell the truth? Do you truly know where chains have found desire to carry the new building and deliver the new goods or need those things in life? Imagine all the people that you can connect in this understanding in life where people see you and you change their harvest and you invest in the things that they truly know is life. Like, this is the thing that we truly have a moment of clarity. Now, everybody that's talking is not giving you a miserable thought. Once you clear
Absolutely.
These things, think about the people when they align to do the right and connect, they can take all the conversation in the world, but when they're doing evil and miserable things, so often they lose touch with the foundation, and the foundation have drowned them like it takes a teaspoon. You can drown with a teaspoon of water when you're going through the emotion, but you need more than a teaspoon of water to quench your thirst, don't you? So
absolutely.
Understand how that actually come together. I appreciate Mr. DJ Butterfly Feces. I appreciate you on this platform. I appreciate you talking to the people. And the people
yeah.
appreciate you informing them. And my name is Comedian Organic OK. I appreciate the platform. I appreciate those out there in the world. We'll be available to harvest more of your words that you're expressing, and it won't be left in the lobby where people throw trash, but it'll be invested in the destinations in your ability. Now, DJ Buffalo Fishies, now leave the people with the last few words.
All right. There's a homeless epidemic out there right now. Please try to do something about it. Get together, roll up your sleeves, and get involved.
Guess what? The epidemic starts. It starts from within you. You can deliver the problem, a solution for the answer that truly is invested into the mind. And the mind don't have to be. See, we live in life. We almost become like the spam, and become desperate, and we destroying the happiness because people are already telling us what they need, as they're being suffocated. You know, people saying, please, don't do this. Well, everybody,
thank you all for listening.